Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. And that was good. Thanks for being part of my day. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Matheson is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. 8 years he's been hanging out with us, Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson. Rick, I need your website, please.
Absolutely. It's imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
All right. And the books, they can find the books there, Branding on Board, Unbound, and the On-Demand Brand. They can find those there?
Absolutely.
All right, so check that out and all the things that he does there and does so well. We've had 8 great years of his wisdom, and Rick, we appreciate it very much. Talk to us about what's going on with there may be a sea change at Facebook, right? And this is where their business model may be changing a little bit. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, well, in ways serious and not so serious, yes. So, you know, I have very small business clients in e-commerce that just depend on Facebook for advertising. It's their best channel. And you probably heard in the news recently that they're starting to change their algorithm. So yep. They're starting to, you know, they started to see this sort of active engagement time starting to go down. And now they're emphasizing meaningful content, quote unquote, from family and friends.
They're coordinating your content. They're not letting you decide. They're curating your content. They're not letting you do that.
That's right. And they're emphasizing certain things, like if you do a video to a friend, you know, sharing videos among friends. Those are going to go to the top of people's news feeds. And they're deprioritizing brand posts. Everybody doing, you know, sort of organic reach on their brand posts.
Mm-hmm.
There are some interesting things that seem to be developing here. So one is, as far as I can tell anyway, you can still get on people's news feeds pretty easily by buying advertising. So, you know, we just saw the Q1 results from Facebook with 49% growth in ad sales. It was $11.9 billion in revenues in one quarter. So clearly, scarcity, you know, people's organic exposure might be paying some really big dividends for them.
Right.
And I think that we're all going to start to pay more for the privilege because of it. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like we're all, as brands, small and large, going to be any less, you know, involved with needing to fight through all the fake news stories that's out there and getting people's attention.
Right.
I heard in the last week or so that Facebook is taking steps to make sure that people who are buying issue or political advertising have to go through this whole registration process.
Wow.
It sounds pretty elaborate.
Yeah.
Like, they even have to have something emailed, a code mailed to their physical address that they need to go back online and enter.
Huh.
The problem is that's for paid, you know, sort of advertising.
Right.
There's nothing to fight people posting fake news.
Right.
And then all these bots and fake accounts spreading it like crazy. So we're still going to have a problem with that in this year. And as marketers, you know, it's mainly political, but it means we have to fight harder to get through this stuff.
Well, one of the things I started telling people about 10 years ago, Rick, was that Facebook and Google and Twitter and YouTube, all those guys, all those platforms, they have one thing of interest, and that's themselves. They're letting you use your stuff. They're letting you use it for free. And then for a while, it seemed like it was really glorious and wonderful and friendly and everything. But in those days, I was warning people, do not trust these platforms. They're not on your side. They're only on their side. And to the degree that you benefit from them is only to the degree that that same thing benefits them. And whenever it doesn't, they will unbenefit you and therefore unbenefit your customers. What do you think?
No, it's absolutely true. We are the product for these platforms, and they're selling our information or access to us. And as sort of the dynamics of online connectivity change, they're evolving with it, but they want to make a lot of money. So they are going to put themselves before, you know, quote-unquote community online, absolutely. So people, you know, especially small businesses, have to be cognizant of this. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a great channel for reaching people, but they control the keys here, and you definitely need to have, you know, be working channels beyond, you know, the
Isn't this getting increasingly to the point where the average small business owner is going to need, if they haven't already, they're going to need a consultant, someone who lives, eats, and breathes all these adjustments, these algorithm changes before they happen, and keeps that and helps you evaluate the cost and the effectiveness. I mean, running your business, unless that's all you do, most small business owners just don't have the time or want to get that much inside the head of Facebook. What do you think?
That is so true. I mean, so my small business client, that is most of their day. It's managing these online platforms. They don't have time. They have inventories, you know, to attend to and move and, you know, shipping, right, and all the logistics around that. So, you know, if a small business is at a point where they can get a consultant to help with them, they probably would benefit from doing that. Just be careful, because it's not like the consultants, you know, really know what the next algorithm is going to be, you know, on Facebook. But they're at least paying attention and know, okay, this is what I'm hearing, this is what it looks like, and then can start to calibrate what mm-hmm. you're doing in those platforms yep. in the right way.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just so much. Google myself, you know, hey. AdWords, I can be, you know, hours a day.
Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. I need the website one more time, please.
Yes, absolutely. It's imatheson.com. That's imatheson.com.
All right. Hey, Rick, come back soon.
Absolutely.
See you next time. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out his books, too, The On Demand Brand and the Unbound Brand. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.